So today I'm going to do just a little discussion here on data, data uses, and budget. As Neil pointed out, we being the federal government, we're, you know, being stressed right now with, I would say, an environment that is not conducive to public information. And so we'll just talk a little bit about that. Basically, the NAS mission is to provide timely, accurate, and useful statistics and service to U.S. agriculture. Just a little overview of how I plan to run through this. I want to discuss known data users, and we'll get into that, what I mean about known. A little bit about our FY 2012 and 2013 budgets, and then I guess we'll have a couple questions after that. You know, basically, when NAS talks about our data users, I always think first and foremost about the farmers, ranchers, and producers out there, mainly because those are the guys and ladies and producers, folks that take the time to fill out those reports and send it in, either, you know, by phone, by email, by paper, by mail, and spend some time with our enumerators because they're the heartbeat of what we do. I also think about local, state, and federal governments. It's really interesting. We get a lot of phone calls from other agencies. We're working real closely with ERS on a constant basis. FSA is asking us a lot of questions these days about farm bill questions, and constantly with RMA. We have a question from time to time from state governments about taxation using land values, and local governments when it gets down to, as we're talking about some of these areas about disasters right now going on with the droughts, potential droughts. Universities contact quite a bit. We do work for them. We provide them data. We have both the researchers on one side and the extension folks on the other. We have our industry groups, your various associations, and we have some represented here as well today. And then we have the marketplace, and I use that as a broad term where Neil talked a little bit about, you know, the price discovery and that sort of thing, where there is a lot of people that use this information to establish, you know, what level things being prices should be. One of the problems NAS has is it's difficult for us to know all our data users because with the way data are provided today via the internet, there is not that personal connection. And many times we really do not know who our data users are until we have program changes, meaning if a program is eliminated, modified in scope of collection, we being NAS, start getting quite a bit of feedback on, you know, what happened to this data series, why did you change this, and so forth and so on. How am I, being the data user, how am I supposed to move forward without this information? One concern that I continually have, and I don't know how to move forward and think broadly on this, is that there's a somewhat of a disconnect between data providers and data users. Meaning in many cases, we have various trade associations and such are very supportive of NAS. They really appreciate what we do. They consume our data, but the various people out there that provide us the information, the grower, the rancher, the farmer, they are scratching their head and seeing that us, NAS, asking questions about their operation as an intrusion into their business, it's an intrusion in government. It's gone to the point where NAS is being questioned by our elected officials in some cases, do you folks even need to exist? Because my constituents say there is no need for you. So that is a primary concern of mine. As we move forward into these interesting and turbulent budget activities, you know, NAS, as an agency, we have several survival choices. You know, how do you move forward? One, we can reduce our programs. And I'll talk a little bit about that later. We can reduce the products delivered to the public. We can attempt to become more efficient, and we are working on that, NAS. We are consolidating our data collection facilities to a large facility in St. Louis. We are exploring the feasibility of a regionalization plan where we are drawing down staff in our field offices and moving them potentially, this is still a plan, potentially to regional sites. We could reduce the quality of our data. What I mean by there, we could reduce the number of contacts that we make to farmers, growers, ranchers by reducing sample sizes, but that really is inconsistent with our agency vision when you want to provide timely, accurate, and useful statistics. The accuracy part goes down if you reduce your sample sizes. So that's just a fundamental problem for what we do. Basically, all these options that we want to do move forward require some reduction in staff. I mean, that's a fact that we have to, you know, face and move forward with. Back in October of last year, NASS, you know, we were going through the FY 2012 budget process. And at that time, on the 17th of October, the ASB, Agricultural Statistics Board, notice was posted, and it talked about a reduction in the agricultural estimation programs. This is a list. You could also go to the web and see this. This is a list of the reports that we went through when we had ranked and basically decided, we said we would eliminate or we reduce the frequency, or we'd cancel. Basically, the difference between a cancellation and an elimination is that the report was never actually done, and that's in the case of the distillers. And you can see in this list that there was a wide range of commodities being affected, going from farm numbers to January sheep and goat, to chemical use, the July cattle report, down to the nursery report, and eliminating some of the various grain stocks reports. As we went through this process, one of the guiding principles of NASS that we have adopted is that we have stated internally and both externally that we will do what we can to maintain what are called principal economic indicators. Basically, six reports that NASS puts out on various bases are considered principal economic indicators in the United States. I'll list those here for you. One is the quarterly hogs and pigs survey, the monthly cattle and feed survey, the prospective planting slash acreage report, the one that went out this morning, grain stocks, crop production, and the monthly prices. So if it's not one of those big six, as I call it, they are always potential for a modification or elimination. What happened then was after this notice went out on the 15th of November, NASS received word regarding our FY 2012 budget. And you can see here that the conference agreement provided $158.6 million to NASS instead of the $149.5 million and $152.6 million as proposed by the Senate. The thing that's interesting about that, yes, it was good. It was about $8 million more than the midpoint, but it was still about $6 million less than what the president's budget had asked for earlier in 2011. One interesting thing that the conference committee had added in there was that the country has directed NASS to reconsider its decision to eliminate or reduce the frequency of the reports that we had talked about earlier and to restate as many as possible. So what we did was we went back to the drawing board, basically. We went back and looked at that entire list of various reports that we eliminated, and on the 9th of December, an ASB notice was posted that NASS was going to reinstate several several estimates. Among these were like the January sheep survey, various reports for the fruits and nuts. Many of those were all but eliminated, and we brought many of those back. However, there were still some reports that didn't come back, and namely one of them being the chemical use program, which was changed quite a bit. One being that we went from an every other year program between fruits, nuts, and vegetables, which were done every other year, and then we had the various field crop surveys that we did. Those were basically we plan to do one survey. It's either going to be fruit, nuts, or it's going to be vegetables, or it's going to be field crops. More thoughts. We had eliminated the labor problem a while back, but the Department of Labor offered to help. They needed some information from the farm labor system that we have in order to enforce or enact work through the H2A program. I mentioned the scaled back chemical use program. And one guiding principle that we also followed was that our advisory committee's recommendation was to reduce rather than eliminate reports, meaning reduce the frequency of it. In some cases, that's a little bit problematic. One example being the weekly progress report. There was some suggestion that maybe we would go to an every other week report, and it was difficult to work through the figures on that because most of that's tied up with people. As the project did that, it takes a lot, quite a bit of personnel. So going to an every other week program would not necessarily save as much as we would have expected. One thing to remember about NASA's budget process is that every program is on a year-to-year basis. And so that, what does that mean is, well, what will happen in 2013? What does that mean for the future? For the chemical use program, our changes that we reduced, what we reduced saved us about $3 million. That brought us back some of the other various reports. One comment that the committee also made to NASA was they recommended or encouraged us to reinstate as much as possible on the chemical use program. But the question I always ask then now, if we reinstate the chemical use program, what other programs should be changed? So many, many questions. It's a zero-sum game that we're dealing with now. A little on FY13, the Senate mark is $179.5 million. That's up $20.8 million from the previous year, and that's basically for the Sense of Agriculture. We still are looking at $116 or $117 million approximately for our Ag Estimates program. That's no change from the previous year, and that's exactly what was in the President's budget. The House mark, on the other hand, is this $175.2 million. That asks for a reduction in the census of about $1.2 to $1.3 million, and our Ag Estimates program down about $3 million. So as many as you can see, as we move forward, if the FY13 budget comes in somewhere closer to the House mark, we will be going through this entire process as we started out in FY12 with a series of program reductions or proposed program reductions. Your question is as good as mine if you could figure out what the final FY13 budget will be. We are waiting to see. Again, what happens if the appropriations for NASA are less than FY 2012? What's important today to users? And again, as I mentioned, what's important today to users when it's difficult to identify every data user? My concerns and comments are obviously the budget as we move forward. That is overall. I say the press here lately, a lot, most of the questions over in the last 2 years have been on corn. Everything's revolving around corn stocks for the most part. Yes, there's other conversations going on, but a lot of the very pointed questions that we get are based about corn and corn stocks. Response rates, I mentioned before, some producers question the need for NASA. And I can ask everyone to provide me with information. How do we close that loop between data providers and thus the data disseminators and you, the data users? Also, the comment here is back in June or early June, we put out a Federal Register notice on release times. This is in response to the CME and the ICE exchanges announcing they're going to basically 21 to 22 hour a day trading. We're asking the question, is there a better time to release the various crop reports that are currently released now at 8:30 in the morning? Is there a better time for that? We are taking public comment until July 9th, and we'll work through that process and provide feedback. That is basically the summation of my presentation. This is my contact information, and I guess, Neil, I'll turn it back to you if there are any basic questions.
Okay. Thank you very much, Joe. Great presentation. Let's see if we have any questions coming in from the audience. We'll take time for just a couple of questions. Joe is going to have to run because he's got one of those important reports that's coming out this afternoon that he has to deal with. So we'll take a couple of questions. Here's one for you, Joe. Here's a question. Will there still be the opportunity to do special surveys with outside funding?
Yes, NASA will. Yes, that's a good point, Neil. NASA historically has worked with outside groups to do any sort of special projects that they would like to be done in their particular area, and that is always a hallmark of what we'll do. As long as the organization's basic mission is in alignment with NASS and USDA, we will be working on that as well. We continue to work with that.